Previously on The Good Wife.
Glenn.
Peter.
So you're putting me in with the general population, huh?
Yes. Miss Madison, you recognize this man?
Prior to your relationship with my client, you had a similar relationship with him.
You wouldn't.
To protect my family, you have no idea what I'm capable of.
This is not about sex. Now let me repeat that because it bears repeating. This is not about sex. So, what is this really about? My client was convicted and sentenced to prison for a very simple and almost prosaic reason. He told his subordinates to DP, decline to prosecute, certain cases. And the prosecution believes this was in trade for financial and sexual favors. That is what it comes down to. But the prosecution has a problem. The evidence that they presented at the trial was entirely circumstantial. And to be granted a new trial, we don't even have to disprove any of it. What we need to do, what we intend to do, is to persuade Your Honor that if the jury had heard the new evidence that you will hear over the next 2 weeks, they likely would have reached a different verdict.
No, I'm all right. I'm just staying for the opening arguments.
How's it going?
Good. They feel good.
Good.
The judge likes Peter. He just needs to be given a reason to decide for him.
Anyway, sorry to be loading up on you, but the client's going to be here in an hour.
What client?
Colin Sweeney.
Oh.
I love the reaction that name gets. It's like the horses in Young Frankenstein.
Are we really going to represent him?
We are really going to represent him. And lucky you, you're now second chair.
Lucky me.
We'll see you in an hour.
Clients are going to bolt.
Your clients? You mean the bleeding heart feminists who don't pay the bills?
Don't play that game. This isn't a feminist issue. Colin Sweeney killed his wife.
Colin Sweeney was found not guilty of killing his wife.
So is OJ.
Yes. Why am I the one standing up for innocent until proven guilty here?
Because you're not. You want his company's business.
Yes, as should you. We lost a third of our business with Stern leaving the firm. We can't turn our noses up at any clients these days. Because we know we're not making any money from your pet causes.
It's not a pet cause. It's not even a lawsuit yet. I'm just considering it.
Come on. You can't win. You don't even want to win. You just want to harass gun manufacturers.
So it's the Wild West, is it? Without Stern, you have one vote, I have one vote. And now it's every man for himself.
Looks like it.
We're heading into a bad time.
Revolvers, semi-automatic, six-shot, eight-shot.
Wow. To win, we have to show that the gun manufacturer knowingly violated state law when they allowed guns to be illegally distributed.
Every single one of them was bought within 2 miles of here.
Whoa, they're all unloaded.
Mm-hmm. Slide the bolt to check for a chambered round. Drop the magazine. Do a physical check of the barrel. They're unloaded.
So odd, the attraction to handguns. It's almost primal.
It's a good look. Sarah Palin-esque.
Oh, wow, thank you. Oh, what about that one?
Balsa PPK, 7-shot, 9mm.
And how much would this cost on the street?
Depends. That was 50.
Check this out.
It's so small.
Colin Sweeney. I heard it was a necrophilia thing.
Nope. Chopped her up. Put her in the dog food. What the hell that jury was thinking?
Tough to convict when they never found a body. It's a perfect crime. So why is Alicia on it?
You know why. Her husband prosecuted him the first time.
So?
Who better to defend him?
Mrs. Florek. Pleasure to meet you. Don't worry. I killed her with my other hand. Joking. Sorry. I've developed a perverse sense of the comic over the last year.
Okay, well, let's try not to joke like that in court, shall we?
You think it'll come to that?
Court? Cantwell's a top litigator. He wants a trial. Our goal is to avoid a jury. You're in a similar situation to O.J., if you don't mind me continuing the metaphor. Like O.J., you were found not guilty, but people think you did it, and they want to see you hurt. Your stepdaughter's counting on that. That's why she's suing you in civil court.
Charlotte, we never saw eye to eye, I'm afraid. She resented Carolyn leaving her father for me.
Unfortunately, the Illinois Slayer Statute says you can't inherit someone's estate if you cause their death. If Charlotte wins, she gets the money. The company.
What do you think, Mrs. Flora?
What do I think about what?
Your husband prosecuted me. You must have an opinion as to my guilt or innocence.
My opinion is irrelevant.
Not to me. Not at this moment. You think I killed my wife?
Of course.
Look, you pay us to represent your interests.
Even though her body was never found.
I'm sure you found ways to dispose of it.
Chopped her up and buried her in a landfill somewhere?
Or in Lake Michigan.
And my alibi?
That you were driving from St. Louis to Chicago at the time.
So you have no problem representing a murderer?
Oh, I have a great problem with it.
But you'll do it anyway.
Unless you'd like to exclude me.
Oh, not for the world.
Okay, great. Well, now that we've got that settled.
All right.
Corey, let's get some WD-40 up there. Calm down. Give me that.
You. Now. Don't try to hide it. Now.
Okay, now, I know you're all excited about this trial, but this is a probate matter, and as such, you're just visiting here. I live here. My rules go. Mr. Gardner, are you ready?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Cantwell?
Where the hell is Cantwell? Who are you?
Nancy Crozier, Your Honor. Mr. Cantwell has taken sick, and the plaintiff has asked me to step in.
Miss Armitage?
Yes.
You can request a continuance if you'd like to look for other representation. As you can see, the defense has spared no expense.
Yes, I know, Your Honor, but Nancy and I go way back, and I think I'd rather go with someone I trust.
Ma'am, you're not old enough to go way back, but if Miss... What is it?
Crozier.
Crozier is your choice. Come on up here, Miss Crozier. That's where you sit.
Slipping a motion to a bench trial before she knows what hit her.
Your Honor, just a quick request before we begin. We respect your judgment in this matter, and we would like to ask for this to be a bench trial.
Miss Crozier?
I'm sorry. What was the question, Your Honor?
They would like this to be a bench trial. They want not to have a jury. Do you have an argument?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, then I must decide against you.
Well, the one thing that I would say, Your Honor, is that I do think that it would be fairer to have a cross-section of people, not just one. Please don't take that the wrong way.
Your Honor, I think that it would be fairer if we decide this matter on the law, not on the passions of a jury.
Miss Crozier.
That might be true, but I'm not going to try and rile up those passions. I want them to hear the truth.
Well, you've won your first argument, Miss Crozier. We'll start choosing a jury tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
What happened?
Cute, perky 26 just happened.
Some of your time, sir.
What do you want?
We're going to subpoena you to testify.
You do understand I'll be a hostile witness.
We understand that you weren't always so hostile.
That was before you were corrupt.
I think we're saying that we're not the enemy. Peter hired you at the state's attorney's office. He promoted you 4 times. Glenn Childs promoted you once. He'll never let you rise any higher. He thinks you have one leg still in Peter's camp.
Oh, so that's what this is about, influencing my testimony.
No. It's about getting you to tell the truth, even if it hurts Childs.
I have always told the truth.
I know a lot of people who have always told the truth, and yet here I stand. Let me ask you something. Are you really fulfilled chasing my wife from court to court? I respected you. Childs has turned you into an errand boy.
Mr. Florek, you hired me. I'm grateful for that. You in a tough department. I admire that. The day you started slipping your wife information to use in court, that's the day I lost respect for you.
Seems like a busy room.
They asked me here.
Yes, they asked me here, too. They must have wanted us to bump into each other.
Just a quirk in scheduling.
told him to go to hell.
I have no doubt.
So that's why I'm here? To see Matan leaving?
We needed a fourth in our pinochle game.
Next time, phone me with your strategic plan so I don't have to actually leave my office. Poor show. You think it worked?
I think we'll know more when Matan testifies.
You think he'd sell them after his wife's death?
My guess is he didn't buy them until then.
So are they going to go with electronic monitoring?
Peter? Yes, if he wins the appeal.
Kids are excited?
Yeah, but nervous.
And you?
Same.
It's going to be weird, huh?
What do you mean?
I don't know what I mean. We said we'd have dinner, didn't we?
Yes. We should.
So sorry to keep you waiting. You're comfortable, I hope. After Carolyn disappeared, I sold the house and moved in here. A bit cramped, unfortunately. Now, as I understand it, you're going to try to make me more likable.
Well, in a civil case, we can't keep you off the stand. You have to testify.
Yes, before a jury. That was unexpected.
Unexpected things happen in a courtroom, Mr. Sweeney. That's why we try to avoid them if we can.
And now you're worried I'll say something unfortunate on the stand, like what I did with her remains.
Take this seriously, Mr. Sweeney. If you value your money, you should take this seriously.
Thank you, Mrs. Florek. Of course. And I do value my money. So I will.
A civil case can get ugly. They can pick apart your marital troubles with a fine-tooth comb. You two fought a lot, didn't you?
Constantly. Carolyn and I had a tempestuous relationship, but we were devoted to each other, classically S&M.
That's her?
Yes. She hated that photo, so I had it enlarged.
They will put on evidence that you were unfaithful to her with multiple women. Is that true?
Well, I had sex with other women. Carolyn didn't do tricks. She knew I needed them, so she was okay with me going elsewhere.
I'm sorry. Tricks?
Leather, handcuffs, cross-dressing. Does that make me more likable or less? Yeah, I've lost track of the zeitgeist these days.
But you still claim you're in love.
Yes, madly.
Her accountant testified at the murder trial that she demanded to see the books that day, and something she saw apparently upset her. One of the things she saw was this. Withdrawals made by you for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I told you, Carolyn didn't begrudge me my appetites.
There were rumors that she wanted to oust you from the family business.
Yes, and there were rumors you knew of your husband's whores.
Probably not the best answer in court. Is it true that when they told you of your wife's death, you said, "Oh, no, now I'll need a fourth for bridge"?
Yes, and when Paul McCartney was told of John Lennon's death, he said, "What a drag."
I'm not going to be a very good witness, am I?
No, you're not.
I didn't do it.
How'd that sound?
Full Courtson 3.5 compact. Weight 3 pounds, 10-shot mag, adjustable rear and blade front. It'll take down any man in his tracks.
What if she doesn't have a FOID?
Apply for one. You'll have a gun in 30 days.
What if she doesn't have 30 days?
Do you have a firearm owner ID? Then buy it for her. Excuse me.
That's our case. That's how illegal guns get out on the street.
So do you want to buy it?
Do we need it?
I don't know.
Do you?
I was checking on a court date, and I found out. You passed on the lawsuit. So what are we doing here?
Ten years ago, a drug dealer named Jeffrey Spellman was convicted of double murder in the 24th Ward. At a sentencing hearing, he threatened to kill his lawyer when he got out.
You're his lawyer.
I also spoke last week at his parole hearing.
He saw you speak.
He'd made subsequent threats.
Has he been released?
They decide on Friday.
Okay. You need a gun.
No, the thing is, I've been in the forefront of gun control my entire life. My father wrote the first legislation into the Illinois Constitution.
You need something easy to shoot. Light on recoil, 9mm, a Beretta.
No, this was a mistake.
Look, I know you're my boss, so I'll do whatever you want. You spoke at a killer's parole hearing, and he saw you speak against his release. That's what I call a volatile situation. So listen to me on this. You need a gun.
There's a task force focusing on fraudulent real estate deals.
And these deals were called land flips.
Yes.
And as you understood it, there was an attempt to buy land cheaply through fraudulent means near the stadiums that would be built for the Olympics.
Yes, sir.
And during the time you were heading up this task force, you were approached by Mr. Childs to keep an eye on Mr. Florek. Isn't that correct?
Could you define keep an eye on?
He suggested that Mr. Florek had a hidden motive for this task force.
Objection, Your Honor.
I have no idea why you're objecting to that, Mr. Landry.
A leading question, Your Honor.
I know I might need a scorecard here, Mr. Landry. Isn't Mr. Brody a hostile witness? Isn't he on your side?
It's still leading, Your Honor.
Overruled. You may answer the question.
Yes.
You may have to remind us all what that yes means.
Yes, Mr. Child suggested Peter might have a hidden motive.
This hidden motive was that Mr. Florek arranged this task force in order to then shake down the real estate developers for payoffs.
Yes, sir.
And did you agree with Mr. Child's estimation?
My opinion was irrelevant. I did what I was asked.
By whom?
Excuse me?
You said that you did what you were asked. Who were you referring to?
It was a figure of speech.
I understand, but figures of speech mean something. So who asked you to do something? Was it your boss, Mr. Florek, or was it Mr. Childs, your peer?
Mr. Childs?
What did he ask you to do?
He asked me to keep track of Peter. He thought he was being bribed to DP cases.
And so, how are these cases going now?
Excuse me?
Well, these cases that Mr. Florek asked you to drop. I mean, you must be fervently pursuing them now that Peter Florek is no longer around to obstruct them.
No, sir.
My goodness. What happened to them?
We dropped them. Your witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. Actually, just to be clear, you are the defendant's sister-in-law, Mariel.
The defendant who killed my sister?
Yes.
Your Honor, do I really need to object?
We all need to perform our roles here, Mr. Gardner. Yes, you need to object, and yes, I need to sustain.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. We won't let that happen again. Now, I have to ask you a question that I am not proud of. A sexual question. Do you mind?
No, please. That's why I'm here.
Okay. You and the defendant, Mr. Sweeney, had sexual relations.
Yeah.
He had sex with his wife's sister.
Yeah, that's correct.
Sorry. I think I'm blushing. I'm from Michigan. This is all new to me.
She's very good.
Ms. Armitage, what could possibly have led you to sleep with your own sister's husband?
I struggled with addiction my whole life. And my sister and I were estranged over it. So I suppose I did it just to get back at her. And Colin was too happy to help. He used to make me do things. You know, things his wife wouldn't do. Like the time he had me tie up his...
Yeah, I think that is... I'm just going to sit down. Thank you.
Great job, Daniel. Just outstanding. Did you see Childs? I think we're getting really close now. What?
Roman Belikov, the Russian mobster we used to threaten Amber Madison with.
What about him?
Not such a threat anymore.
Amber told Charles that she wouldn't testify. I guess now she'll be out for blood.
It's not going to be pretty.
No, I won't be there.
No, I understand. Might be rough. Madison could say anything. Although Golden does think it would be better if you were there so that the judge could see we... Golden also says that the sheriff's department will be setting up electronic monitoring at the house if I am released. Are you all right with that?
Yes. But I wanted to agree on a few things first.
Okay.
There's a maid's room. I've been using it for storage, but I will clear it out and put a bed in there. In the meantime, you can use the master bath. Jackie has been helping out on weekdays while I'm at work, and I think she should continue picking the kids up from school, making dinner. And we don't have a study. I still have your old roll-top desk. It's in storage. I will move it to the dining room. Okay?
Do you love me?
I do.
You're sounding like a lawyer.
I am a lawyer.
Do you ever want to be together again?
Peter. I've been hurt deeply. I imagine I will heal someday. But for now, we need a plan, okay?
Okay.
The grip is still. Focus is on the front sight. Are you steady?
I think so.
Now the hardest part, the trigger. There's a natural tendency for the muscles in the hand and wrist to move in tandem with the fingers. You need to resist that. You need to let your forefinger act independently, squeezing. Do you understand?
I think so.
And so, with almost no pressure at all, concentrate on the center of your target.
Why can't I shoot to injure?
You pick up a gun, you shoot to kill. Or you don't pick up a gun. You got out. You're parolee.
I know.
You're trying to stop with deadly force somebody who is trying to kill you.
Somebody who has a mother, a father, birthday parties.
They're a shadow target. A bullseye.
So you dehumanize them.
They are dehumanized. World doesn't march to your drummer. It's sometimes dangerous and cruel. So slowly and carefully, raise your weapon, make your finger work independently of your fist and arm, and gently and indifferently squeeze. Nice. Raise your arm. Drag it. As I was saying, Mr. Sweeney, there was blood and skin found on a rope at your house, right?
Yes, that's right.
And this blood and skin, the police say it all matched your wife. Is that right?
Yes. We like to cut our own firewood and wrap the kindling in rope. And I believe my dearest Carolyn cut herself.
Yeah, that seems understandable. I get that. So I need to ask you this, Mr. Sweeney. Please excuse me.
Go right ahead, dear.
You never strangled your wife, right?
My goodness, no.
Thank God. So, this, here. What is this? Hospital report?
Here it comes. You object, it'll play better for you.
This must be an aberration, right?
I don't know. I can't see it.
It says here that your wife was admitted to the hospital April 1997.
Objection, Your Honor. This was excluded from the previous trial for relevance.
I'll allow. Your exception is noted, Counselor Sinan.
Your wife seems to have told the medical staff something extraordinary. She said that you tried to strangle her.
That's a bit melodramatic.
Yes, I know it is, but my mom always used to say, when you don't know, ask. So, this is me asking.
Certainly. Carolyn and I were practitioners of breath play.
Sorry, what is breath play?
Well, I'm sure they have it in Michigan, too, Miss Crozier. Breath play is erotic asphyxiation. Carolyn liked the feeling of being strangled when she was having sex.
Oh, I think I better sit down now. Your witness.
Okay, we go on the offensive. I'm not going to let some 26-year-old law school grad get the better of me.
It's an act.
Well, it's working. If we can't prove our guy's innocent, we need to shovel dirt on somebody else. What about the plaintiff?
Charlotte, the jury felt sorry for her. She lost her mother. We can't suggest she's the killer. Go after the sister, Marielle. Suggest she was the killer. The jury liked her, too.
They didn't like her. They believed her. I'm listening.
Marielle was jealous of her sister. She slept with Sweeney to get back at her. In my experience, that level of jealousy just doesn't end. Did the cops even check her alibi?
Supposedly, she was in rehab when Carolyn disappeared.
You could get a subpoena for the records. And Alicia, if we're tearing down the sister's alibi, we need to shore up Sweeney's.
Have fun.
Yep, you're the Sweeney Wrangler these days.
I told you, I was in my car on the drive back from St. Louis.
With no GPS and no cell phone.
You like manga? I find the style bracingly visceral.
You weren't on your way back from St. Louis, were you?
No.
Do you know that we're losing?
Yes.
So, no stories, no lies, no diversions. Where were you?
Marco, this is my lawyer. I need you to tell her where I was the day my wife disappeared.
I got here about 3:30 like I always do. Now, you rolled up after that looking to score some opium.
Opium. Sometimes mixed with hash. Now you see why I didn't tell you before.
So you didn't do it?
Kill Carolyn? No.
Then why all the games and the jokes?
Do you guys mind? I'm working here.
You know when I started getting the best tables in restaurants? The day they thought I killed my wife.
Is that really worth getting the best tables in restaurants?
Of course. Why do you look at me the way you do? Why is my picture on the front page of the Chicago Sun-Times? Why does Page Six care what play I saw last night? If your wife is dead and everyone thinks you did it, well, really, what's the difference?
Miss Crozier. Hello? Oh, hi.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Alicia Florek.
Right. Nice to see you. I really hope that we can make a deal today. I just hate this courtroom fighting.
Yes, well, we'll suggest that we get started, and he will join us later. You're doing very well in court.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just a beginner.
No, you're not.
Why do you say that?
Because I think you know exactly what you're doing.
I wish I did.
Your witness, Marielle, she doesn't have an alibi the night of the murder. She left rehab at 4.
And what, rushed over to kill her sister out of jealousy?
Been known to happen.
The jury didn't hate her. They hated your client.
We spoke to Mr. Sweeney. He's willing to offer your client 50% of the estate.
No. Charlotte lost her mother to Sweeney. He has to walk away from the estate. She'll offer him a yearly stipend, low 6 figures.
No. Mr. Sweeney has an alibi.
Well, I'm sure it's a good one. It'll be fun to try and prove it. I guess we don't have anything to talk about then. It was nice to meet you. And I really love your jacket. My mom has one just like it.
Our top story tonight involves the shocking developments in the Carolyn Armitage disappearance case. Police strongly suspect that Armitage's remains have been uncovered. A construction crew made the grisly discovery this morning in the courtyard of Colin Sweeney's penthouse apartment, a residence he sold after the disappearance of his wife. The remains, which were found in a shallow grave in the flower garden, have yet to be identified, but investigators believe they belong to the missing Carolyn Armitage.
I don't know why I feel bad. At least we know for certain now. You get it?
Yep. And we're still defending her.
Chicago society figure Colin Sweeney, a man who many believe is entirely capable of murder.
Well, don't even try it.
What?
To patronize me with your tears.
What? Somewhere in the back of my mind, and I will admit that it made no sense, Carolyn might be still alive.
Like Ken Lay faking his own death and hopping off to a small island somewhere.
So you're saying you had nothing to do with this?
I'm saying I've done some terrible things in my life. I have, but I did not kill my wife.
Then how did her skull end up buried in your backyard?
Someone put it there.
Peter's the sort of man who expects things to be handed to him. Like I was.
This was at the hotel.
Yes. I had a room. He called his wife, said he'd be late, and then afterwards he asked me if he could see me again.
How many times?
24. It went on for months. Sometimes 2-3 times a week.
And he knew you were being provided to him?
Yes. Afterwards, I would make a call in order to be paid. He heard me make those calls.
Spark?
Would
you like to come in?
Services.
Yes. He told me that the men who paid me had cases against them. He understood that he had to do something about those cases.
Do something?
Make them go away. He laughed about it, actually. Said that was the price of doing business in Chicago.
Your witness.
Ms. Madison, you say that Mr. Florig knew that someone else was paying for your services?
Yes.
Then why would he pay you as well?
He never did.
Do you recognize this?
No.
It's bank records from an account in the name of Loretta Krespinski. That is your real name, isn't it? Now, this particular account was closed some time ago, but the transactions are there. Repeated deposits in the amount of $3,500. Now, these are records from one of Mr. Florick's personal accounts, with corresponding withdrawals in the same amount of $3,500, always within a day or two of when you deposited the money. Now, I'm going to remind you that you're under oath, Miss Madison, or should I say, Ms. Krespinski. You were paid twice, isn't that correct?
No.
You were paid by your procurers, who thought that they were bribing Mr. Florick for your services, and you were also paid by Mr. Florick, who didn't know that you were being paid by others. Isn't that correct?
You can make numbers look like anything you want.
Well, actually, you can't. I have no further questions for this witness, Your Honor.
I think we've had quite enough of Amber Madison.
I've been going over the book Sweeney's wife demanded to see the morning she disappeared, and look at this.
Randmark, what's that?
It's a dummy corporation Charlotte Armitage set up. It's been cross-referenced the books against the other discovery, and look at this. Mariel Armitage has been in rehab several times recently, all paid for by her loving niece, Charlotte. Now, everybody thought Carolyn was angry about the money Sweeney had been spending. Maybe she was really angry at Charlotte.
My relationship with my mother, she was my best friend.
And can you tell me what Renmark is?
Your Honor, I think I might have to object here. My only concern is relevance.
Corey, I thought we were going to get some WD-40 on those hinges. Overruled.
Your Honor.
I said overruled.
So what is Renmark?
It was a company I started a few years ago. I live on a farm. I was going to market a line of organic jams and jellies.
And you withdrew a fair amount of money from the family trust to fund this fruit stand, didn't you?
My mother okayed that.
But even after your mother disappeared, you continue withdrawing money, isn't that correct? Yet you never produced a single jar of jam. Your company has no physical address except a P.O. box, no assets except a bank account that you can access anytime you'd like.
Objection.
Your Honor.
On what grounds?
Let me look here.
Yeah, well, while you're looking, overruled.
You were sending money away to your aunt in rehab and you didn't want your mother to know.
That is not true.
So Carolyn was aware you were doing this?
No, not at first, but...
And when she found out, she was angry.
Miss Gina Stabulans.
A maggot.
Not just any maggot. This little fellow is usually found in rural areas, often near livestock. But this was buried in the courtyard of Sweeney's old apartment. What's even more unusual is that it's here at all.
Why wouldn't a maggot be found on a corpse?
Oh, it would, as long as there was flesh to eat. But after 2 years, I'd expect to find a clean skull. A head with so much tissue still preserved suggests contaminants in the soil. Usually lead or arsenic.
Arsenic was used in pesticides, right?
Until they banned it in the 1970s. But if it was used before that, there'd still be concentrations of it in the soil.
Pesticides like those used on a farm.
Maybe. Why?
Guess who lives on a farm in a rural area near livestock?
Don't tell me you're the killer.
Thanks, Lee. You're a prince.
Remains were discovered buried behind the New Caledonia farm of Charlotte Armitage, her daughter. Arrested at the scene was Charlotte Armitage.
Don't you see? He set me up. I didn't do this. He put her body here. He killed her for her money. He set me up. I didn't do it. Don't you see?
Chicken sandwich?
No.
I have an offer to make. I can't wait. Tomorrow you can go home, free. I'll argue for your release on humanitarian grounds. You should be home with your family.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm a humanitarian.
What's the catch?
The catch is hardly worthy of its name. The conviction stands. You know you DP'd those cases, Peter. That's just you and I here. We can admit our feelings to each other.
You want me to let the guilty verdict stand?
Yes. The time's served to go home tomorrow.
And my disbarment stands?
Yes.
And I can never run against you?
That's right. You have no chance, Peter. You realize that.
If I have no chance, what are you doing here?
Okay. You know what? At a certain point, this has to move beyond retribution. For both of us. You have to think about your family or risk a failed appeal and another 9 years in prison. And how old will you be then, Peter? How old will your kids be? Birthday parties, boyfriends, college graduations, while you are in prison. A life lived while you grow old in prison. Now that's the deal, Peter. Go home tomorrow or risk 9 more years in prison. Hmm? Think about it.
I
allowed you to take it. I don't feel comfortable anymore.
You can be made to feel comfortable.
I don't think so.
You scared of it?
No. I'm liking it.
I'll hold it for you.
I'm not going to change my mind.
I'll send you my bill.
Expect no less.
Mrs. Clark, I brought you something. A token of my esteem. I thought it somehow strangely appropriate for you.
You did it, didn't you?
Did what?
Killed her. Your wife. And then you buried her in Charlotte's yard.
If I did that, why would I leave the skull in my yard?
The point is to Charlotte.
You're being paranoid, Mrs. Florek. Sometimes things are as they seem. The unlikely maneuver is exactly that. Unlikely. I have to go. Congratulations. You just have to trust people. Enjoy the picture.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.